We're going to think about thankfulness this morning. And to be honest, as I was coming to church this morning, I was a bit tired, a little bit grumpy, and it was raining. And it was a little bit hard to be thankful. And Rich was like singing away in the car, and I was thinking, oh, what is going on? It's too early. And then I got here and I looked up the verse that I wanted to bring to you, and I kind of changed my mind that actually the rain wasn't that bad. You see, in Philippians 4, a verse that we use a lot at home, it says rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. But in the Message, there seems to be a theme. It says celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, completely revel in him. Revel in him. I was reveling in him and an air guitar over there. It was great. Make it as clear as you can that you are here to celebrate. And then it goes on to say, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into prayers. You see, often we are thankful after God has done something or after we've had a good day. We'll go, oh, thank you. Or someone gives us a present, we say, thank you very much. But the Bible in this passage talks about us being thankful before anything happens. Being thankful as a posture for life. Being thankful, almost being the heartbeat to your day. Celebrate every day, all day. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. And so that's what we're going to start with for the whole of today, by being thankful. And you're all looking very comfy, but I'm about to make you move, and I'm very sorry about that. Not really. We're going to spend 10 minutes answering three questions. And in your pews, there should be something, thank you, Joel, that looks like this. There's not one for everyone. You're going to be talking to each other. There are three questions. The first question I would like you to ask to each other in your line or in your group, wherever you're sat, what do you love about Burlington? What do you love about being part of this family? I love being part of this family, that I'm playing the air guitar and none of you are even blinking that that's weird. Like, that's just the family we've got. It's fun. It's creative. It's a little bit silly. What do you love about the family, Joe? I love escaping. The second question is, what's your favourite memory of last year? My favourite memory is really hard because there's so many, but seeing Margaret Smith on a zip line at Burlington's Big Day Out has to be up there as being one of my favourite memories of the last year. And then a slightly more serious question, what's your prayer for Burlington? As we enter our Vision Day, as we enter perhaps a new year since last year's Vision Day, what's your prayer together? You've got 8 minutes now, because I've talked too long, to answer those questions. In the groups around you, find a friend or two. There should be some pens in the pews. If they don't work, wave. I've got some more. Go. You're halfway through your time, so if you're still on the first one, may I suggest you speed it a bit? Make sure you've got time to write your prayer. Good memories coming up.
So the joint services that we've had and the Daniel fast.
Ooh, yes, certainly memorable. Hopefully in a good way. Anyone here? Becky's got one.
Had memories of the Pentecost service.
Yeah.
The baptisms and also the Soul Survivor Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant.
Harriet and Jamie's baptism.
Yeah. Anyone else? Margaret's got one.
A special moment was at the baptisms recently when little Joel was going up the steps and Simon picked him up.
Brilliant. Let's have one more from the front. I know these guys have got a big list.
Thanks so much. When the youth gave their lives to Jesus at Soul Survivor.
Yeah, come on. Brilliant. We're going to sing together. And as we do, we're going to stand. You'll need to use the sides if you don't know the words. But we're going to sing together. And as we do, if you could please bring your memories and your what you love about Burlington to one of these washing lines. There's some over this side as well. And if you could hang them up, then during coffee, we can all have a look at each other's memories, hear about what we love together. But let's stand together and worship because God is good. Let's be thankful and let's worship.